having been justified, it says there in Romans chapter 5, we have peace with God. The peace, there's no more warfare. When Christ laid down his life, he finished the work. That's it. There's no more battle to be fought here that Solomon has to pick up and finish. No, he rides in on this mule. In peace and in humility, just like our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, all the praise of the people. Just like the crowd that cried out when Christ came into Jerusalem, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. That's that same sort of adulation that we see these here when Solomon came in. It says there in verse 40, and all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent from the sound of them. I'll tell you, this flesh is going to deceive us. This conscience, people say, well, let your conscience be your guide. Oh, no. Because this conscience is fallen. This conscience will accuse us of things that are contrary to the truth. It will make you believe, well, there's that little sin there that you still haven't confessed, or God might be able to show you mercy for all these things, but not, certainly not that. That's your conscience talking. And so what do? You go back to looking in the drawer for the fig leaves. When was the last time I wore those fig leaves? Burn them. No, the truth is in Christ that there is therefore now no condemnation. How can I trust that? It's because by God's grace I trust him.
In Revelation 20, and I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and it says, and bound him 1,000 years. All right, so here's where some read it and say, okay, there must be 1,000-year period then. Again, naturally, where Satan is bound. But what I find to be a little bit puzzling is the fact that people will interpret the 1,000 years to be natural, but they don't the chain. This is symbolic language that's being used here. Is Satan bound somewhere with a literal natural chain? Can you take Satan and put a chain around him? You can see that the language here is symbolic, as is the rest of the book of Revelation. So that's important to understand. And again, cast him into the bottomless pit. If Satan is tied up somewhere, where is he tied up? If this is natural.